Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most procedurally generated podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, what if Batman had been scared of something that wasn't bats? Oh, hey, special announcement. Jackson, if you just look to the left of you, you'll find sitting next to our friend Nick Mason.
Holy shitterole.
And that isn't just a coincidence. He's joining us for this episode.
I don't think Batman would be afraid of anything other than bats. I think we can probably end the episode.
Okay, right. Thanks so much for joining
us. Thanks for listening, everyone.
And on that note,
he's right. When he's right, he's right. Yeah.
That's why we brought him in. Yeah. Nicholas Faxman Mason.
Right. You set him up by shoot him down.
With facts and logic. Batman wouldn't be scared of anything except bats because his name is Batman.
Yeah, in the comic books, he's afraid of bats. Yeah,
so. I guess he could be afraid of men. Oh, it really makes you think, doesn't it? Domestic violence. Yeah. I shot it down again, but in a different way, guys.
So I was about to launch into Man-Man, but you made it sad.
Well, so we know.
Well, a man did kill his parents, so maybe he should fear humans.
A man.
Did you say a mare or a mare? Both are great. I just need to know which one to focus on first.
I said a man, but I wish I said the mayor. You know.
Stay out of dry mouth. What have I said? What I say in my speeches?
Both of our mimes is like a cowboy.
Well, who else is getting elected in Gotham City if not a cowboy?
That's true.
A cowboy runs for mayor in Gotham City. You vote for him.
Okay. I know, dude.
So if Batman was afraid of cowboys.
Yes. Well, because we got it. So Batman in all media... The reason he becomes the Batman, or he picks the Batman as his identity, is because he's scared of bats.
Yes.
He says, I've got to make what I fear what the criminals of Gotham fear. Mm. Now, he was lucky, I think, in many ways, that what he feared was something spooky. And was something concrete. But there are lots of different fears. I want to pick a fear I have, which is a fear of heights.
Yeah.
So I want to imagine if Batman was like, I want to make Gotham's criminals also scared of heights.
Okay.
Would he be on stilts? So...
Or would he use his vast wealth to change the infrastructure of Gotham in its entirety so it's all on gantries? You're not allowed to live on the ground. You can only live in the sky.
You can only fall off Gotham.
But then would criminals get used to it?
Oh, no, they're not scared of it anymore.
Yeah.
It's also funny because I think Batman's incorrect where he thinks Gotham is scared of bats now. They're scared of Batman, maybe.
Well, if he's scared of height, I guess you wouldn't be called Batman.
He'd be called Heightsman.
Or like maybe Vertigo,
or maybe Man like Heights, like a nice suburb.
Maybe In the Heights Man.
Yeah.
So how do you dress like Heights?
Yeah, also, because you've, straight off the bat, you've kind of fucked up your own idea.
Oh my God, full straight circle. Off the Heights, please.
Shut it down again. Because if you're scared of Heights,
you getting high just makes you scared.
Look, yeah. Batman dresses like a bat and he's not scared.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but you're scared of heights and then you're getting on stilts.
Yeah, but he's overcoming his heights. Like how Batman fell in that cave to become not as fearful as bats, I think.
But
yeah.
then if and you're scared of like heights...
Did him falling in the cave make him scared of bats?
Yes.
So does that mean that when he falls in the cave it's just
cave
really...
Caveman.
Oh, all right. Hole man.
So let's assume it's that this is where the fear develops and I'm just saying that it was a really deep fall.
And okay. I just really want to say you're an idiot for suggesting that people are scared of heights when they see a tall person.
Yeah, that's
someone
fair.
On stilts doesn't make me no, think of but being he's, scared of heights.
You're like, whoa, he's really tall. Then Batman bends down, picks him up, and they're like, yeah, I'm up high.
No.
Stay out of Gotham.
Surely he would just carry a ladder around.
I don't... What do you mean?
Hell in a cell.
What do you mean, what do I mean? Puts the ladder down, takes the criminal, puts him on top of the ladder, and is like, see?
That's scary.
It's pretty, a bit yeah. scary.
I could kick this ladder out from you at any point. Or the ladder could simply just crumble.
Yeah. Well, that's fear of ladders, not height.
Yeah. Well, what about this? Maybe he needs to have some kind of dirigible suit.
Uh-huh.
What?
Like a Zeppelin.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have a vehicle like Batman would.
No, he is the vehicle, yeah.
Okay, sure.
And so say it's one of Joker's goons. Uh-huh. Batman, up behind him, grabs him around the shoulders, inflates.
Yeah.
They start flying up into the sky above Gotham. He gets whatever information he needs out of him. He's like, I'll drop you. He's like, please don't. Scared of heights.
Okay, but that is, of course, assuming that the Joker would exist as a villain. If Batman were not Batman, he were some sort of Zeppelin Heights man. Because that maybe the Joker's origin would be different.
Yeah, I guess because it probably wouldn't be like he was kicked into a vat of chemicals at Ace Chemicals. It would be more like he
dropped
fell
from a heart.
Squished yeah, face, yeah. man.
Yeah. He just landed in a football field. Yeah. It's an open field.
You want to know how I got this squished face?
Maybe he'd be the Scarecrow.
Oh, he lands his feet down in the field. Embedded in the ground, arms out.
Well, kind of like how, I guess, in terms of height, this Zeppelin height man is going high.
He's just height man.
So we've locked in a Zeppelin height man.
Yeah.
if the Joker... He's like, I'm scared of heights and by extension, Zeppelins.
But like, so if the Joker is, like, say, falls and lands on his feet,
yeah,
I think he'd become quite squat.
Oh,
and kind of like Hank Hill's dad, where he has basically
no knees,
and he's just a very tiny man.
Tiny wow. man, no knees, no elbows. Yeah. And he just
just waddles. Can't scare me because I'm so close to the ground.
So
I'll become the world's greatest villain. Dorf on Golf, a reference that only I get. It was a golf parody video, and he sat on his knees. He had little shoes on his knees.
Yeah, that was scary. Like,
oh my god, Plumbing the Nest has got Nick Mason. Was that a King of the Hill reference that I didn't understand? Was that a reference to a parody video?
Dorf on Golf.
Dorf on Golf.
Yeah, come on.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So, golf.
Golf, so right Batman, for parody. They rest silly.
Does Batman create all his villains? I mean, I know this is a classic Batman question.
I mean, that is a great question,
isn't it?
Well,
I'm guessing instead
of... Gotham, simply? Because Gotham's a character on its own.
Yeah, it's
like the city in Sex and the City.
Yeah. So instead of, like, guess the bad demon, it's like a dirigible demon.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Gotham's really the second Batman.
Yeah. So when the Scarecrow, like, he gets a whiff of his own fear gas, instead of seeing a flaming bat,
yeah,
he sees the Hindenburg going...
Oh, you imagine. It's also so funny to imagine this Batman, sorry, Heights man, being like, I'll make them scared of heights. And he's like, to do that, I need to become a dirigible. And everyone just gets scared of dirigibles.
No! This thing that doesn't exist anymore for the most part.
That's not what I want people to be afraid of. Actually, isn't Gotham full of Zeppelins?
The animated Gotham is full of Zeppelins.
Scary!
Yeah.
Does Batman own these?
Is it the Blitz?
Yeah. Not what?
Isn't that when...
Is it the Blitz in Gotham?
So, the Nazis?
No.
Is it like, when
we're
the Nazis attacked
out of England and we're going to quickly go via Gotham?
The question Dusher asked. Is Gotham when the Nazis attacked London?
In World War II.
There's always a hierarchy of podcasts and we got to pick the fool.
When real life England was full of Zeppelins during World War II, that resulted in the Blitz, right?
Yeah, that was, we called it the Blitz, yeah.
Yes. Why does Gotham have heaps of Zeppelins?
I assume because Gotham is sort of based on like 19, it's like an Art Deco version of New York. And there were Zeppelins in New York then?
No further questions.
Do we think that Batman, sorry, Heights Man.
Zeppelin Heights, but all right.
Okay, fine. Zeppelin Heights Man.
I'm sorry, but man. I'm not calling him Heights Man.
Zeppy the Big
Man.
Hero Man.
Yeah. Okay. We'd call,
what about Zepp Man?
I like Zeppy.
Yeah.
What about
Big, Zeppy's good, yeah.
Big Zepp.
Zeppy's good because it's the bottom half of Giuseppe, which is cool.
Okay, let's just call him Giuseppe.
Okay.
Giuseppe man.
Hey, I don't you guys can leave, but I don't believe in Giuseppe actually. Something kept doing this crime. Yeah, just go home because you think Giuseppe's gonna get you.
Yeah, I can fight Giuseppe easy. I'd like to see him thrive.
That's the sound of him inflating.
Well, the benefits,
oh, fuck. Oh, the benefits of Giuseppe man is that I think he's more of I'm more afraid of him during the daylight.
Yes.
I can see more of the ground.
That's true. At night, it's not that scary.
Do heights get less scary in the night? Is that a thing you are both claiming?
Well, I just said I can see where the fall as opposed to...
Jackson, you said you're scared of heights. If you're on a Ferris wheel at night or a Ferris wheel during the day...
It is more scary during the day. You can see more.
Is. I don't know why. Yeah.
I have a fear of heights. And if I'm on a roller coaster during the day, terrifying.
Yeah.
Roller coaster during night, though, I'm excited.
It's not very romantic.
Yes.
Yes. Not as scary for some
great
reason.
Great place to propose.
I agree.
Ring flies away. But you're going so quickly that you come around again and swallow it.
Will you... Will I what?
marry me.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It's what I like about Giuseppe Man is that it seems like the name's really gotten away from Bruce Wayne. He's like, I'll be Heights Man, and they're like, it's Zeppelin Man, and he's like, okay, that's fine.
Zeppy,
it's Zeppy. No, it's Heights Man. It's Giuseppe, our Italian protector.
Oh, I've lost the narrative here.
Okay, no, I got to give a press conference, ladies and gentlemen of Gotham. Welcome, our Italian knight,
Giuseppe.
No,
music.
I'm not Italian.
What?
Gotham
are you telling me that you're pretending to be Italian?
No, I wanted to be Heights Man.
You should be cultural appropriation man, as far as I'm concerned.
I never said I was Italian, but your name's Giuseppe. It's not!
Great news for Bruce Wayne though, because he can just inflate his suit and float away from any press conference.
This is the most embarrassing thing I've ever experienced.
It's funny because it sounds like it takes a while.
Yeah,
it would. Yeah.
Okay.
And then up he goes to heaven or whatever. Is he going to make a Giuseppe car now? Or the Giuseppe copter?
It's a Mr. Whippy van?
Yeah. I think he'd have jets.
Yeah.
So I don't think he'd need a car or.
Well, if he's got a suit that flies, does he need a vehicle?
He might need a car to get around. I don't imagine he flies with speed.
When you guys were kids, are we going to do Heights Man this whole episode?
Yeah. Oh, we'll go on to other ones.
Right. When you guys were kids, what were you afraid of? Because I feel like if your parents are killed by... Yeah.
I'd probably be scared of crime, to be honest.
Yeah.
Crime and murder.
I was going to say Santa. I refuse to sit in Santa's lap as a child because I'm like, no, not for me.
He's a stranger.
He's scary,
I get that.
He's
so how about this Santa, but he operates all year round and he beats up criminals.
And really messes with the kids of Gotham.
Yeah. They're like, oh, Santa's here. Oh, what's he doing to that man?
Oh, my God. He's just slamming his head into a wall. Have I been good this year?
Don't look at me.
I do like Santa Man because he comes with like a lot of he's got his own themes going on.
That's true.
Yeah. More than Heights Man ever did.
Giuseppe could never keep up with Santa Man.
Like his batarangs now are kind of like candy cane rings. Because I got away from.
Well, I think also you're almost there. Yeah. Swinging a
look
not
out
quite
for my
a
candy
miss.
Cane rings. What?
Yeah.
Have I been a good owl?
But he's got his own. Inbuilt Robins of elves.
Yeah, that's true. True.
Yeah. Well, what has Heights Man got? Nothing.
Nobody wants to work with Heights Man. But with Santa Man, so like, I guess what I was going to be like, it's a bit humiliating for Robin to have to dress up as an elf, but Robin's outfit's humiliating.
Robin already is dressed like an elf.
Yeah, you just give him pointy ears, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, like if anything, if he's as an elf, he might have like his legs covered.
Yeah. How many times can Santa Man say you've been naughty to the criminals before it becomes old hat. You know what I mean? Like,
sure, I mean, zero times, I guess. That's the answer.
I reckon once. You can get away with it once.
I don't think you can call a villain naughty.
What about you? Yeah, you've been a naughty boy.
Depends.
Sexy
what
Santa Man. Yeah. Okay.
The narrative's getting away from him again.
Yeah.
It's Gotham's sexiest protector.
Thank you for calling me attractive, but that's really not the point.
Why is the city of Gotham attracted to Father Christmas? Well, if you didn't call us naughty, I don't know.
I think he gets one
it's
naughty.
Daddy Man.
Older gentleman man.
Okay, Gotham's new protector is a big sexy bear. No, I'm just like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
It's dark, so we didn't see you had red. Yeah, so we just see you look like a big man with a beard.
Yeah, which was sexy. Which we like what Gotham's into, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't the intent. Well,
I don't really fear you at all. In fact, the criminals have quite the opposite feelings.
Most people,
you.
It's so funny as well for him to, like, I don't know, maybe he's got like an informant for the Riddler tied up, and he's like, you're going to tell me where the bombs are. And he's like, you know, most people aren't scared of Santa. Like, yeah. Most people actually quite like Father Christmas. No. Well, I'm going to make you hate him. That's just, you've set yourself a difficult task. That's all I'm saying.
And again, his villains might, you know, take it out. Like, if they have any kind of like unhappy families or unhappy like childhood, sure, where they didn't get what they wanted for Christmas, might take it out on Santa Man.
That's true.
Where's my Nintendo?
Yeah. Who are you being then?
Bane.
No, just wanted to check. Is this Santa Man using his theming to his advantage by like sending presents to the Joker
and
or whatever?
Bombs?
Yeah.
Oh, just a constant stream of presents back and forth. Yeah, okay.
Chattering teeth and bombs each way. Yeah.
What if the Joker's been good that year?
Yeah, that's true. Does Santa Man abide by the naughty nice list?
Sure. He'd have to, I think.
Well, yeah, I think he would have to too.
Yeah.
He's got his own internal set of moral
like
codes.
Yeah, exactly. Like Batman has his own strict justice code. So
you just let
Santa
people
Man.
Die unless they've got a gimmick, in which case you let them live no matter how many murders they've done.
Yeah,
exactly.
100%.
So if Joker has been good for a year, you're like, well, okay, I'll let him out.
Yeah. I guess you can poison the water supply. Yeah, that's cool. We'll call
that your Christmas present. Yeah. How about that?
I'm just trying to think, because like, then Santa Man, obviously on Christmas Day, has to pretend that he's delivering presents.
Yeah, he does.
Oh no, Christmas Day. Yeah. He doesn't work Christmas Day.
That's true. Christmas Eve, though.
I apologize.
It's the busiest night.
No, not at all. He doesn't. He just lets crime run rampant.
Yeah.
For a day.
Okay. He's got the illusion that he's out giving toys.
He's become so modeled in his own mind that he's like, the real Santa will take care of us.
He's deeply, because he picked up this gimmick and then his parents were murdered.
Yeah. It fucked up with. That's crazy that this version of Bruce Wayne started being Santa Man before his parents died. Yeah. Oh, Bruce, I'm going to see Zorro. Ho, ho, ho. Mom and Dad. Okay, Bruce. Still doing the Santa thing. Yeah, cool. That's a crazy thing for Joe Chill to come in and say.
Yeah, well, he built it as a defense mechanism when he had to go see Santa. Yeah. Santa would be like, who's the next little boy? And then this little kid would show up dressed as Santa. Be like, I'm Santa.
You get on my lap, old man.
Would his suit be like a kind of like big bellied suit?
Or would it be sexy? Himself?
Yeah. Well, I think it's sexy because Gotham's turned on for some reason.
I'm not saying it's not sexy. I'm saying, would he put on the weight himself? Or would it be like a.
Because there'd be room for gadgets if he had a fat suit, I guess.
That's very true. That's less sexy.
Yeah. If you had a big belly, I kind of like that.
Okay. Well, it could be a big belly that also. It's like a fake big belly full of gadgets. Okay. You know,
I think as a regular Gothamite, if I found out that he wasn't like a big belly, I'd be like, oh, he's lying.
Yeah, I think maybe big belly, sack full of gadgets.
Yes. Yeah, oh, that's good. Gadgets,
what about sack full of bricks and he just hits him with the sack of bricks?
Let's see.
Even better.
Got for Christmas for
it's
you.
It's always bricks. Why?
God damn it.
You've been naughty, have a brick.
Oh my god. I really like to show your motion as well. It was like you were swinging a cricket bat.
No, swinging, so sack.
Yeah.
Grab the sack, he just swings the swinging sack the sack full of bricks. Like a block in a sock.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think Gotham's criminals would be scared of him then. I'm not scared of the Santa aspect, but you're a very violent man.
Because instead of like with Batman, you often come to them tied up, hanging from lampposts. I guess in this situation, you just come to half caved in heads.
Santa Man struck again.
During December or...
And so during actual Christmases, people would put up their decorations on their tree would be just men with their heads caved in. Just little effigies of men with their head caved in. He's ruined this town.
He's ruined Christmas for Gotham.
Well, yeah, like what happens during like the November-December period where people are hired to be Santa Clauses?
Well, then it's a scary time for Gotham's criminals because they know they're not safe. They don't know which one could be the real
Neither
Santa.
Neither are Santas. They're not safe either. No one's safe.
Yeah.
There is...
You wouldn't sit on a Santa's lap. You wouldn't put your kid on Santa's lap because they could be exploded at any moment. Yeah. But therefore, also, Santa Man, all his dreams have come true.
But you never know if the Joker or the Penguin is sending out children to kill the Santas. So it's a horrible proxy war between kids and Santas happening across Gotham.
Oh my God, Penguin's dressed up this child as... So there's a child sitting on the lap of Santa that's revealed to be a penguin, which is then revealed to be a bomb.
Two bombs. They're both bombs.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I was imagining the Santa's like, oh, well, little Timmy, I'll show you what I've got for Christmas for you. And then he pulls out a gun. But as he brings it back around, the kid's got a gun on him. Very clever, little Timmy.
And maybe both of those are like henchmen, but maybe they're just one's a kid and one's a real Santa. It's but they don't know so anymore.
Kids are going to carry guns. Santa's going to carry guns. It's so dangerous.
Anyone could be a kid, criminal, or a Santa man at any point.
Yeah. It's a good disguise. That's true. In those particular, a lot of dead kids and Santas, but otherwise.
December's a crazy time for Gotham.
Yeah, I think maybe he's Nemesis if we're going to give him a Joker-esque character.
I think we should.
It's probably he becomes Jokerized.
Oh,
he becomes
my God.
The Joker because he's that guy who's like, oh, Christmas comes earlier. Oh, the decoration. Oh, you're putting up your decorations in November, are you?
Yeah.
But then he's like, the decorations are up all year round. The time, every second I'm awake.
I'm the Joker now, baby.
Yeah.
It'd be like Christmas cheer or something.
But he's a Grinch. Maybe he's a Grinch.
All it takes is one early cheer.
And you become the Grinch, baby.
That's how it happens. And he's got that big curly mouth already, the Grinch. So, it works perfectly.
Could also be.
And it's green.
Yeah.
Joker's hair is green.
And now a quick word from our sponsors. Okay, what were you scared of as a boy, Joel Dusha?
That is a great question. Heights, roller coasters for a bit.
Oh, no.
Roller coasters.
The roller coaster tycoon.
Okay, well, Bruce Wayne has enough, I think, money and political sway to, as opposed to putting a monorail in Gotham, to put a monorail that is a roller coaster.
Yeah. Maybe he adds his
lots
own...
Lots of sick businessmen.
It's just got loops in it. Yeah.
Maybe he can
the
change
problem
it.
With Gotham was it wasn't fun.
he dedicates his money and his time to building a new commuter rail system around the city. And when they demonstrate it first, it goes, and when we're approaching the first stop, and it just keeps going around. And he's like, yeah, no, it doesn't stop. You have to leap off. Yeah. And they're like, isn't this a roller coaster? He's like,
that sounds pretty scary to me.
Sounds weird to me. I'm just Bruce Wayne businessman. Yeah, I'm not a roller coaster tycoon. Wink.
Behind him is a big lever. He just has to pull. Yeah.
What's the plan for getting criminals with this roller coaster?
I think most surfaces in Gotham have a rail through them at somewhere. Like any given, you're like, hey, I'm not scared of the roller coaster tycoon. I'm gonna do this. Go home if you're scared of the roller coaster tycoon. And then you look down and there's a track between your legs, and you're like,
oh no! Boom, collected. Just on the front of the roller coaster as it careens through Gotham. This is crazy because I feel like the implication of Bruce Wayne is not he builds a roller coaster, then he takes a step back. The roller coaster will protect Gotham.
Oh, you think it's just rant? There's so much crime in Gotham, but there's so many roller coasters in Gotham that the problem solves itself.
Exactly. You can't do a crime if you're having a fun time on a roller coaster.
Or being hit by a roller coaster.
Everybody in Gotham is either being hit by a roller coaster or on the roller coaster. So we're okay.
Hey, you guys want to do a crime? You want to break into the Gotham National Bank? No, we're having fun on the roller coaster.
What are you talking about, Johnny Two Legs? We're on the roller coaster.
Cotton candy sales would go up.
Absolutely. Well, Gotham becomes a veritable circus.
Yeah, carnival now.
Oh, the Joker, he loved that shit, but maybe he'd be on the roller
maybe
coaster.
Maybe he'll be happy. He'll be like, finally.
Well, there's no Batman. There's just a roller coaster tycoon who's turning Gotham progressively into a carnival.
So,
you've ruined Gotham, but for a different reason.
Maybe made it better. I don't know.
Tourism's way up, something Tourism that Gotham has obviously struggled with for a long time.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, the money, I guess you've converted money into tickets.
Yeah. If you... Because Batman's plan here, excuse me, Bruce Wayne's plan here seems to be understanding.
We haven't mentioned Batman at all. I don't know what he's talking about.
Who's Batman? Why would you dress as a bat when the roller coaster takes care of everything else? But like, so the roller coaster is going to collect civilians, right, as well.
Well, yeah, my famous saying will be, let the roller coaster sort them out.
Yeah. So it's just like, we will get criminals amongst the civilians, and that's a pretty good proportion.
Only the coaster can judge me.
That's right. Even Bruce Wayne's in danger of getting coasted, yeah. Right?
He's put so many coasters down, he doesn't know. He doesn't know where it's going
to
come.
I imagine the only thing that Roller Coaster Tycoon, the guy, does is like, he's just occasionally got the button to change the rail.
Yeah. But maybe he's not even, it just randomly changes, you know, he's not even doing it anymore.
I feel your villains are like a city planner.
Mm.
City Hall. That's always a villain.
Health and safety.
Health and safety.
OH&S. Big time.
Other big carnival. Probably like, you know,
Cirque du Soleil will probably be upset.
I sort of imagine that you think this will help crime in Gotham, but it'll make more crime as all the crime families create their own anti-coasters.
So that they'll just other entertainment options that people could have. Hey, why don't you come to the movies?
You have to innovate. You're putting like little laptops or little like screens on the roller coasters. Mm. Like, you can watch movies on the coasters.
Yeah, that's big film is going to be your greatest villain there. But I mean, Bruce Wayne doesn't seem like he's interested in doing anything with it anymore anyway. So.
Anyone who gets motion sickness will turn into the Joker.
Yeah. It's kind of a machine for making Jokers.
And really, it's cleaning up anyone that's slow.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. Are you cleaning the roller coasters of the human viscera that covers their every square inch?
Let that be a warning to anyone who wants to do crime or live in Gotham City. You will die.
The blood really greases the wheels. Yeah.
Welcome to Gotham City, you will die. Whether you've done a crime or not, the coaster will take care
of you.
Well,
then it also becomes like a haunted house, because people love haunted houses where it's like, yeah, this haunted house is so scary that like seven people have died. So got so scared they fucking died, bro.
And you're like, dude, Gotham City's coaster has killed so many fellas that it's haunted as shit, dude.
It's Jokers of ghosts.
I was already scared of the coaster. I don't need ghosts on top of that.
Now I'm advertising to Daredevil enthusiasts. Maybe Daredevil.
Do you want to kill them?
No, I want to take their money.
But they will die.
And then also people like true crime aficionados are just... They've probably heard a podcast about how Gotham City's killing all these people with a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's probably a Netflix documentary about how dangerous it is.
Like, a true crime investigative podcast seems to be a pretty easy answer for this one.
I think it was the coaster.
Bruce Wayne
20 years ago.
Bruce Wayne is killing the children.
Yeah, wow, interesting choice.
I was just being honest.
No, good on you. Good on you, can I just say.
Yeah, I sat too far front of a roller coaster when I was probably a bit too young for that and not actually shit myself. I'm no Jackson Bailey. I'm going to imply you've shit yourself, even though you've never told me a story where that's the case. You know?
You're just famous for smirk your good
name. No reason. Yeah, you're always shitting yourself, Jack.
I know you don't like to talk about it on the podcast, but it's definitely 100% a thing you do.
Embarrassing things you always do.
I've heard about it.
Yeah.
There's no fighting back. I just had to lean in. Yeah.
He admitted it.
Oh my God, you shit yourself all the time.
Yeah, and it's sick and it's cool too, actually.
Well, I think I was afraid of sleeping. I was a kid.
This is going to be a tough one.
I was afraid of like, you know, falling asleep as a kid.
What happened if you fell asleep?
I don't know. I didn't like the idea.
Was it the feeling? Because I've heard of this before, like the feeling of falling asleep freaks out some
kids. I get the same thing. I get and even to this day, the idea of going from awake.
You shit yourself while you're asleep because it's a problem you have, a very common problem.
Yes.
You don't have to be embarrassed by it, dude. It's fine.
Dude, it's fine that you do big diarrhea shits in your pants while we're trying to record a podcast. You just do big, sloppy, horrible shits in your pants.
I think it's bad, if I'm honest. For professionalism's sake, I actually think it's bad. I know you guys are all used to it because it happens so often and you've had to normalize it. Yeah. But as someone outside looking in, and the fact that it's happened multiple times while I've been in here, I think it's not normal and not cool. Yeah,
it's crazy. I've not been to the doctor. It's crazy.
It explains why it's really hard to get guests.
Yeah. Is that the podcast with that guy who just shits himself all the time? I don't know if I want to come on it. Thank you very much for the offer.
No, thanks.
So are you imagining a Batman that makes everyone just fall asleep? Sorry, Sleep Man?
I don't know, because he's afraid of falling
asleep. Isn't that what Sandman does?
Well, I would say the opposite, because he's afraid of falling asleep, so, you know, he's constantly up.
Okay, so a Batman.
Cocaine Man.
So methamphetamine man.
Methamphetamine man. Hell yeah.
I don't know if
methamphetamine.
Methamphetamine. Crystal pipes for all.
Does he... So
really, I guess Bruce Wayne has to do nothing for Gotham.
I meant glass pipe.
Yeah.
I used the correct slang. No one make fun of me.
The right, you're cool, dude.
Don't worry, dude. You've
retained... This guy shits his pants! Yes.
So is this a version of... Is Crystal Meth Man making... Is he getting everybody else in Gotham addicted? Is he just introducing meth to Gotham?
Well, that's only to the criminals, right? Because he has to instill that fear. So because that thing of, like, you're sleepy and you're about to fall asleep. Like, no, I don't want that. So you got to get him tired.
It's so easy to imagine this crystal meth man 20 years down the track at the head of a crystal meth empire is like, wait a second,
hang
what
on,
was I he's got to get him tired. So maybe he could employ, like, he could gainfully employ all the criminals. He could be like, hey, I hear you're involved in a life of crime, and I think I can help you with that. So he's a good job, one of my facilities, right? Mm-hmm. And then he massively overworks them, and then they get kind of tired, right? And then they're like, oh, and he's like, you've made the one mistake, and he comes in and he beats him up.
Well, yeah, what about, if rather than methamphetamine...
You're going to jail.
Wait, what? I turned my life around.
You made your first and only mistake, douchebag, and they're like, oh!
And it's great to imagine just a Batman that sneaks into criminals' houses while they're asleep and just punches them in the face. Just shuffles into their bedroom.
Yeah, that's a better idea, because you need to introduce methamphetamines to the good guys, not the bad guys.
Yeah.
You need to be, you as methamphetamine needs to be the one smoking the meth.
Yeah.
Criminals, if anything, you got to...
He just lets them go.
Yeah.
He lets them go and he follows. He doesn't. He lets the crime happen.
Yeah.
But then he just follows into their house, waits for them to fall
asleep
because of the rigors of their daily life.
Exactly.
And then he
punches them. Yeah. Got to make them afraid of sleep.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're scared of going to sleep because that's when Batman methed out of his mind, eyes bloodshot, teeth grinding, punches them in the face. But Batman, I imagine, has done so much meth that he doesn't know who he's hitting anymore. So just the entirety of Gotham is scared to go to sleep.
Yeah. I can't catch
mission
him.
Accomplished, I guess. Yeah,
like everyone is afraid of sleep time. I think you turn Gotham into like the city that never sleeps because, again...
Oh, Vegas, baby.
Yeah. Like they might like sleep during the day.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone is nocturnal. But methamphetamine never sleeps.
It's also so funny because I imagine it's like it's not like he kills you. It just hurts a lot.
Oh, my fucking nose.
God damn it. Don't do it again. Don't do what again? Don't go. God damn it, he's out your window. Smash the window, running away.
Hey, and the best part is no one's ever going to believe you. Yeah, they are. You do this to everyone.
Every single citizen. It's part of our education in primary school. Don't go to sleep. Batman will punch you. Sorry, methamphetamine. Where are you getting it from?
Methamphetamine is going by like a kindergarten. It's nap time. Wow. Get him young.
I mean, it's scary. But I'm not scared of sleep. I'm scared of getting punched by methamphetamine.
Yeah.
Whilst I'm asleep. Fair call.
And the thing is, because methamphetamine can't really ever hit you if you're awake.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Causing everyone a lot of unrest.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a huge spike in the sales of those glasses that look like you're awake. You got the eyes painted on them. Again, because he's methed out of his mind. He doesn't know.
Yeah. Just coming up, just fist clutched above your head, being just unsure of what to do. That's when you got to wake up and grab him. Nice try!
Imagine him so wily and like springy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's slippery. He's sweaty. It's real bad.
Thin.
Yeah.
Frail.
Just push him over. Whatever. Do we think how long's he lasting
without any sleep?
What is his career?
His career as a crime fighter.
I guess he'll just start micro sleeping, and I think human beings can,
not
well, but survive off that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He'll just constantly like occasionally fall asleep in his bat. Meth cave chair.
Yeah.
Meth
Because he will eventually crash.
Yeah.
Burn.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So he'll be getting sleep, but he won't realize it.
Yeah. Or you'll wake up in your bedroom and methamphetamine will be just asleep on the floor, sprawled out, and you'll be like, "I think he was going to punch me in the face.
Time to get my revenge."
But he can't feel it. He doesn't know.
Anyway, he's got no feeling in his face.
Oh, that's sad. Well, I think he eventually just burns out and falls asleep in an alleyway or whatever. Mm. That's a sad end to methamphetamine.
Or his heart explodes, which is also something that could easily happen, depending on how
Stop, Joker! Done. Joker's still around, I guess. Okay, well, what about like some abstract fears, like a fear of death? You know.
Well, Batman uses guns now.
Yeah, I suppose so, but he, yeah.
And knives.
What about it's a, maybe not death, it's like a fear of your own mortality. Like, so he's like
fear
he,
of time?
Well, like, yeah, like he grabs the criminal and he's like, one day you will be an old man.
Or he grabs the criminal and it's like, when was the last time you were in high school? That's right, 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
He's coming up to your 25th reunion.
The logo on his costume, it's the cover of Nirvana's Nevermind. The baby. He's like, this baby's 40 years old now. You're like,
how fucked is that?
Wow. He flips over and it's the guy, like, in as he is now.
Yeah. He's like, this is what he looks like.
Oh, my God, I'm so old.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to stop being a criminal, but, like, it's crazy to learn that. Thanks,
yeah, it
Batman.
Is crazy, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Time it teaches us all.
You notice every time you look in the mirror, you're looking older and older. That doesn't stop.
Yeah, and years go by quicker and quicker. Huh?
Yeah, that's a passage of time, baby.
Christmas starts earlier every year. It's in November. They're putting the decorations up.
It's crazy. Yes. Isn't that upsetting? Do you still want to do crime? Yeah, this is unrelated. What?
Well, I guess no, because the thing with that, with fear of time, man, or whatever, Your life is worse now, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you improving? You improve. Like, I mean, none of these people are improving Gotham City. Batman's not improving Gotham City.
Is this
so.
Like Ghosts of Christmas now?
Yeah, Ghosts of Christmas
well,
now.
Well, be kind of Christmas future.
Because, like, what is he trying to instill? Like, yeah, you will get old. Okay.
It just sounds like he's upset.
He'll just become the Jigsaw Killer, I guess.
But then the thing with this, though, is if you're reminding criminals that this, like, their best days are behind them, they're going to keep doing crime to make the best.
Yeah, they're going to be like, well, I might as well do a bunch of cocaine then.
Well, but I'm 20 now. I reckon I could do some things.
Yeah, this feels like the kind of thing where Batman's like, hey, you've aged. And you're like, you too, man. And he's like, oh, my God. That's
a because he's wearing a mask. You can't see his face. We just hear,
are you crying in there?
No.
No. Well, I guess another common fear is spiders.
Yeah, it could have become Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But he bites people.
Yeah, for
I just
sure.
imagine his suit being very aggressively like a spider.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
It would be a hairy suit.
Yeah.
It would
almost
kind of look like an ape suit, I reckon.
Yeah, you know that like, it's like a costume you can get for a dog that looks like a spider and they run around like that, but for a human.
The kind of thing where his arms are attached to four fake arms underneath.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he would probably end up looking like Man-Spider, to be honest.
Yeah.
The best superhero that has ever been.
Agreed.
Yeah, of course, dude.
Does that mean then his villain, like, Spider-Man, would
what?
Just be a... If he's, you got, like, Man-Bat, then Batman... Then
oh, I see what you mean.
If he is Man-Spider, then he's here. Like, his villain
is Spider-Man, but it's a man who looks like a spider.
Yeah.
Because Man-Spider's a man who's dressed like a spider, but Spider-Man's a man who is a spider, half a man.
Yes.
Do you know an easier way to explain that would be to switch back to Batman?
Yeah, that is true. But it's also funny to go back through all of our previous ones. And he's dirigible. He's half dirigible. He's half actual Santa.
And?
He's half a roller coaster.
See, just a bot, like a torso on a car.
Yeah, like a centaur. Yeah. But like a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster. And he's wailing his fists. Yeah. You're going to get punched in the back of the head and then collected by the
roller coaster. Or it's the opposite. Legs of a man, head top half of a roller coaster.
Oh, that's even scarier because he's not like withholden by tracks.
Yeah.
He can go wherever.
Go wherever.
See, I was imagining. Now, let me.
Hey, what are you going to leave? You think the roller coaster? We don't even have any tracks.
Oh my God! What the fuck is that? See, I was imagining front half of a roller coaster, but then the back of the roller coaster, there's like neck and then a human body dragged running on by.
Like an Attack on Titan, kind of one of those giant monsters.
Yeah,
horrible.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Well, none of
these are
good.
All horrible. Yeah. None of these are not horrible.
None of these have been good.
The man that's half Santa's fine.
Yeah, that's. I mean, what's the difference? Yeah.
So you have a Santa fighting
Santa, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, which one do you think of the various incarnations of Bruce Wayne we've described you would be the most afraid of?
I think Methamphetamine is a bit scary.
Methamphetamine's a real, like, physical threat in a way that many of the others weren't, you know?
Yeah.
If my entire city was roller coasters, I wouldn't be scared as much as I'd be moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And depending how loud they were, I might be able to, like, dodge them.
Well, also, it's such a ridiculous concept, like, I can't even really picture it. Well, but a man on shooting meth who wants to punch me in the face.
Only when I'm asleep is scary. Santa's, like, I mean, that's plausible.
Yeah. Santa is scary already.
I'm afraid because of the uncertainty around that November, December time.
Yeah, when the kids are killing the Santas. Yeah, that's scary. It's a scary part of the year.
Dirigible Man,
I sort of picture having a brief career where he floats up and gets caught by a strong wind and goes out to sea.
It's more of a
see him again.
Also, like, okay, bad guys, guns.
Yeah.
Balloons. Not strong against guns.
They shoot him once.
Flies away.
Flop onto the seashore. Yeah.
Face into a, like, inflatable penguin.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The humanity. That man is dead.
Yeah. Hindenburg man. Yeah, is what he becomes. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that time in Gotham where man became a Hindenburg?
Yeah. Oh, the humanity, but because it's a guy.
The humanity. Oh, that's an actual guy. That sucks.
Yeah, but there was no one on him, so actually the death count is lower.
The Hindenburg disaster, this isn't a funny riff or anything. It's just, I always think that there was, like, so many people that died, but it wasn't actually, I mean, loss of life, sad.
Yeah.
But it was only, like, 10 guys.
Yeah, who cares?
What I'm hearing from that is you think that a loss of life isn't sad.
Yeah.
Or I didn't listen to the whole sentence you said. Yeah. But
I will say, if it's part of life, it's fine.
And funny.
Yeah. People dying, hilarious. Yeah. They shit themselves.
Like, this city over here.
Yeah.
You got me good.
Yeah,
you got me.
At least that means when you die, you don't need to worry about anything. You don't need to be self-conscious. Yeah. We've already experienced it multiple times.
Well, I wouldn't be. I'd be dead. So.
But yeah, I think I'm very terrified of methamphetamine.
Yeah,
because he feels like a real threat.
Yeah.
Like what Jackson said before, your brain can absolutely imagine living in a neighborhood where you're like,
would
he
wear a cape?
No, I imagine he's shirtless.
Yeah, I imagine shirtless.
Shirt as a cape or Australian flag cape.
I imagine shirtless but with a cape or Australian flag.
See, I was imagining, so like, you know, you take a hoodie off. But you don't. It's still around your neck.
Oh,
but
that's
a good one.
I also imagine he's got a piece of A4 paper stapled to his chest that just says "no sleep."
Yeah.
Just staple that to your chest. Yes. Did it hurt? No.
Did it hurt? Yes.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel.
I've been Meso.
And Nick Mason. Where can we find you?
You can go to the Weekly Planet. You can't go there. It's not a location. It's a state of mind.
Okay.
Guys, it's a podcast you can listen to. We're very serious about Batman. None of this frivolous nature.
Yeah.
He's just Batman to me.
How many people have shat themselves on that podcast?
I mean, maybe one.
Okay.
I don't know, yeah.
Okay, I'll take it. It's nice to have some solidarity.
Would you consider it a chronic problem or like a one-off?
Yeah. Do you have a solution if there is maybe someone in this podcast that suffers from that as a chronic problem?
It's okay if you do. It's fine. We're not shaming
you. I would probably make it your whole thing.
Just
lean into it and just really ruin some chairs, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, I have been, so. I've lent in. Look what you've done to me.
Jackson Bailey, the man who shits himself.
Constantly.
In 1977, Marvel attempted to answer the important questions with their What If line of comics. They failed. Now, in the year of 2021, the Plumbing Boys have picked up the slack and dare to ask, once again,
What If?
What if the Avengers had never been?
Months are flying by, your brain cells plummeting. Reaching final thoughts so quickly. What?
Well,
please,
like,
show you're working.
Well,
there.
What?
Okay, because in the.
So is he Hulk who then. Hang on.
We're hanging on. What do you mean? Please show you're working.
Was he born as Hulk?
No. Why?
What? I don't know.
If Hulk can sue, I can. 5, 4, 3. Is that a boy?
2, 1. The Fantastic Four simply rebrand as the Three Uncles with Papa Grimm.
You know that? Let me look you in the eyes and tell you. You are no one's uncle.
Ben? You are no one's
Mr.
uncle.
Mr. Grimm, you are no one's uncle. Hear me now.
You are no one's uncle.
Okay.
No, listen. Not a single person.
Don't answer. Don't talk back. Know this in your heart of hearts.
I need to know you are listening when I say
your
that.
Your siblings have not given birth to children.
No one calls you uncle. You are not an uncle.
Hey, Johnny Storm.
But Johnny Storm is the dumbest one, right? Because he was just there.
Why is he just there?
Why did he go to space too? Is that a liar?
Captain America, they put him in the machine. They're like, he's going to come out a super soldier. They open it up. They're like, he's fucking dead.
We cooked it.
Cancel the project. He just died.
Sorry, Mr. Stark, you got stupid sperm. I got no strings because I'm not Pinocchio.
I'm just a dumb boy.
Don't worry, Dad. I'll fight the bad guys.
Give me a gun.
I made you strong. You got powers. What?
No.
Give me a gun. Give me a sword. I'll patrol outside.
Dad, I'm not wearing pants. You're a robot. Give me some pants, Dad.
Dad!
At least underwears.
My robot dick's hanging out, Dad.
No, it's not.
I didn't give you a robot dick.
Why not?
Dad!
Write that down.
A clever Hulk's more frightening than a stupid Hulk. That's like a clever bull is more frightening than a stupid bull.
Yeah.
If you see a bull and the bull is like, I'm going to gore you.
What if the bull stands on its back legs and is like, let's have a conversation.
I am afraid.
No, wait. It's okay. What's more scary?
No, I'm not. We eat you or your wives.
Couple of cucks, eh, Ree?
What?
You know? Couple of guys getting cucked. Yeah. What's on TV?
See? My lady, she loves an astronaut. Mm. Your lady loves a fish boy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Eh? Water, what? Hey?
The two elements of cock.
Yeah.
What If? A new series coming soon only to SansPants Plus for King subscribers.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has 2 limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go Facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.